What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, yeah, baby. The Norm that's still alive and kicking and going well. Jay yeah. Binkley of 96.5 The Fan joins us now. Bink, what's good, my man?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
We're all right. We're good, man. Is Norm, was he one of your idols as George Went passed away yesterday with all his Kansas City ties and whatnot? Like, is Norm one of your idols, Jay?
Yeah, I would put him in top five sitcom characters of all time because there was just nothing better than Norm. He kind of symbolized what we all are, you know, as far as back in the day, getting off work, going to the bar. I still like going. You go, like, find that bar stool. They know what beer you want. You go sit down and have it. But that was Norm. Every time he walked in to the bar, he's, hey, Norm. And he's like, give me a tall one. I'll see if I like it. You know, always joking around. But That was just always his thing every day, going in and having a beer. So Norm is definitely a top five of my all-time sitcom characters.
You do realize he was fictional, right?
He was?
Yes. Oh, that wasn't real, Jay.
I always heard that beer, because it wasn't legal to, like, drink actual beer on sitcoms back in the day, that was like some kind of colored water or something they were drinking. Yeah. It really is sad when you think about it.
Sounds like Casamigos. seriously, look it up. They're getting sued.
Oh, I know they are. Yes.
Binkley, I know you're not a tequila guy, but you're a baseball guy. Let's talk about the Royals real quick. Do you think Salvi needs today and tomorrow, obviously in the off day, to take off because of what he can do at Target Field, maybe get the confidence back? Because it looks like he's struggling, my man.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't mind doing that, but yeah, getting him right. And I heard Denny Matthews on with Carrington the other day said, give him till June 20th figure out what's wrong with Sal, but always wait a week, make
the
a decision.
And
what's that?
I said June 20th is roughly the first day of summer, right?
Yeah, so just Denny says wait till then, so you wait till then. Denny's always putting these marks on wait till June 1st or June 20th, so I would do it. But yeah, Target Field's where he has his confidence because he absolutely dominates. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota, but man, they need them. It's weird thinking that going into yesterday, the Royals had the second most wins in the American League. I mean, despite the base running problems, despite the hitting and all that, they're still right there. That's why I hated to see them lose that window, because these pro teams have this short window where you got to win. It's like 49ers. You know, they had an opportunity when they were paying Brock Purdy Mr. Relevant money, but they didn't win. They didn't cash in. Now they're paying them all this money. Good luck paying everybody else on the team, because you're paying your quarterback, but these windows shut really close in professional sports really quickly, and hopefully the Royals not wasting the best pitching staff maybe all time we've seen with Kansas City Royals.
It definitely is trending that way. And speaking of windows closing, we were talking last segment about legit contenders in the AFC. I think the window's closing on the Bengals a little bit. Where do you stand on who legit contenders are in the AFC for the Chiefs and kind of that Bengal window?
You know what? Let's wait till June 20th, Bob. So, as far as the Bengals, I do believe in their offense. I mean, their offense was crazy good last year. The defense, I mean, they drafted guys. I'm a little bit skeptical. Who knows what the draft's going to be? You have to really grade it back in 3 years. That's why Pete Prisco regraded the 2022 draft and gave the Chiefs an A-plus when they had an A, because you have to give it a couple years to see. But if they can fix this defense and just turn it around, they lost some close games last year. I don't think it's done because of the quarterback, Burrow. Well, I'm very curious to see what they do on defense, and this, the deal with Trey Hendrickson is not helping them out. But I would still consider the Bengals a contender in the AFC.
Do you think that with – and I'm with you. Do you think that contender starts with having a legit quarterback? Because we all know that Joe Burrow is a legit quarterback. I know some people want to hate him in Kansas City because of whatever he is to them. But is that where contenders start, is to have a legit quarterback? Because if that's the case, would you consider the Chargers a contender?
100%, but the Chargers – just always find a way not to win with their quarterback. So I'm curious to see. I think Jim Harbaugh is a good combination with Justin Herbert because he's had three head coaches, and finally he's got a coach who was a former NFL quarterback, so he can help him out in that direction. They're definitely helping him out in the run game, but I still think the Chargers are a legitimate team with Justin Herbert. Now, is they as good as the Chiefs? No, I don't think so, but I do think when you have that quarterback, you know, you can basically piece it around. If you need to bring in a different head coach or whatever, you work on one side of the ball. But that offense with Ja'Marr Chase and Burrow, that combination, is lethal. I think it's dumb they paid T. Higgins all that money when they should have concentrated 100% on defense, but not yet ready to give up on the Bengals. They're still a salty team last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think because they do have the quarterback, it does keep them legit, but paying T. Higgins, I'm in lockstep with you on that, with the paying of T. Higgins. I saw a tweet this morning from Ian Rapoport, and he was talking about the tush push potentially being banned today, which...
Double banned.
Yeah.
I'm
over banning everything in the NFL because teams are having success. It's weak. It really is. It's pathetic that this is the route we're going down now. Your thoughts on the tush push being banned, pushing players being banned, this new rule change that looks like it's going to pass?
Well, it's weird too, because when it first went out, when they first talked about it in the last league meetings, 16 teams were for it, 16 teams were against it. Now, I was always curious and was talking about the fact, okay, if they put the ban the tush push, are they going to ban the other stuff too? Because by the letter of the law, you can't push players. So if it doesn't matter behind the line of scrimmage, what about before the line of scrimmage? And the Chiefs, you know, obviously they could have been a team that's really against the tush push because they had to see it in the Super Bowl. But the thing about it is the Chiefs are so good when they have that mobile center in Creed Humphrey. You got Trey Smith out there. Even Kelsey was doing it to some extent. But you go back and watch the Chiefs last year, there was a ton of plays where Creed Humphrey or Trey Smith was pushing Pacheco forward or Kareem Hunt. They were pushing him into the end zone. So this play would affect the Chiefs too. If they ban the tush push, it's not just the tush push, but you got to put the language in. You can't push anybody regardless where on the field. I think that hurts the Chiefs because the Chiefs are very good at this compared to other teams because their guards and center are so fluid and mobile and get outside the pocket, and they're able to, you know, not push the quarterback, but they're able to push the running back and receivers forward. So I saw the Chiefs doing that a lot last year. So I think it would hurt the Kansas City Chiefs as well. But I was always skeptical about the language, because if they do ban pushing the quarterback, they would have to ban pushing everybody else as well, which clearly the Packers put in the language. I'd be surprised if teams went for this, because teams are really utilizing this. I mean, all across the league, when a running back is a yard short or whatever and he's fighting in a pile, the linemen get behind him and push him forward. But all teams do this. So it shouldn't be banned. I'm surprised it will be with the new language, because so many teams were against it anyway. 16 teams didn't even want to ban it. So, yeah, but according to Rapoport, I mean, he's got his – ears to the ground that it'll be banned today, and that's disappointing because I don't think they should ban it.
Binkley, I know you like to, you're like me, we like to wrap ourselves in the flag when it comes to the Olympics, and now the chance that football is going to be in the Olympics. What does Binkley love about flag football being brought into the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad they're going to have a chance to do it. I mean, we see pro basketball players get a chance to get a gold medal. We see pro hockey players, because the pro hockey players were in the Olympics, then they were out of it there for a while, and they had the college players. playing back in the Olympics. Now the next Olympics, they'll be back in, so the pro hockey players get a chance to get the gold medal. We see golfers get it. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, they're gold medal winners for the United States. Mm-hmm. I think it's great to give the NFL guys a chance, or at least let them compete for it and be in it if that's what they want, because I'll say this. Is there 100% guarantee it'll be all NFL players on the team? Maybe, maybe not. I will say this. I've seen flag football teams beat Pro Bowl players because for years they had the flag football best team in the country play against like the Pro Bowl players, and typically the Pro Bowl players would sometimes lose to those players because they're so good and the timing and they play together all the time, the chemistry. You get these pro players that never played together playing, they're just kind of behind the eight ball. But 31 countries participated across the globe as far as the last flag football championships. The Americans won, but the Americans won it without the pros in it. But if these guys want an opportunity to represent their country, and it's the best of the best, I've always been a fan of playing the best of the best.
Yeah.
So if the NFL players are the best of the best, or just the guys that make a career playing flag football, make the team, it'll be a team made up of 10 players. But I'm 100% for it. If they want to represent their country, they should be able to do it. There's no reason the elite of the elite athletes in the United States can't compete for the Olympics. So I'm 100% for it, 100% for them being in the pool to be in the Olympics if that's what they want to do. But I think this is a great decision, and it speaks volumes that all 32 NFL teams were on the same page.
Well,
they all voted for putting flag football in the Olympics. But I'm 100% for it. Now, you see a guy and say, oh, he's going to be a great flag football player. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see how they do. Some guys just don't translate to that type of game. But, the Justin Jeffersons of the world, they're excited to go play for the United States. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. It'll be during training camp a little bit there for teams. They're going to put all these stipulations in there for injuries and have injury clauses for these players. Not only that, but a credit back to the team if the player's hurt in the Olympics, so it won't hurt them against the salary cap. So they're trying to cover their bases with all those. But I think with the NFL's initiative and flag football and everything else, putting it on the global stage like that is perfect. We see some silly things in the Olympics, so why not put football players on it?
So you're a fan of this?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
100%.
Okay.
All right,
I'm 100% a fan. I'm 100% a fan of these guys getting an opportunity to win a gold medal, because why not? Why shouldn't they? We see other pro athletes, as I said, make it to the Olympics and get a chance. But if these guys want to represent their country, let them try out for it. I'm 100% for the NFL doing this.
Love that. Binkley, we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Take it easy, my man, and enjoy these Royals at 2:45 today.
All right. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
How funny was it last weekend seeing the Yankees fans boo Juan Soto and get T-shirts? Because for decades, we've had to sit there and watch the Yankees poach our players, but yet they want to cry when Soto goes to the Mets.
You love to see it, honestly.
You love to see the meltdown of Soto, actually, more so.
No, I do, too. I'm no fan of Juan Soto, but it is funny watching Yankees fans boo him and get the T-shirts and everything else, seeing a guy leave their team for more money when for decades we've seen our guys leave to go to the Yankees and make more money. It was just kind of funny.
I don't know that I've ever seen a player meltdown on a field.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Field like that, though.
No, he melted down, but the booing of Juan Soto was funny. It was funny seeing Yankees fans so vile getting T-shirts and booing Juan Soto, then for decades the Yankees have stolen players from other teams. So it's just funny.
Did they? Or are they just doing that? Or are they just following in the business of baseball? We got to go, Jay.
All right, guys.
Take care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.